Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Rappahannock United Way this morning. Old friend Sarah Walsh is back. She is the Vice President of Community Impact. Sarah, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
This is a show. You usually come in just about every year now, and we talk about this. We did a show late summer on this, but this is the time for the tax program.
That's right.
And this is a big deal for United Way. It's a big deal for the community, and it's a big deal for the people who qualify and are able to go and get their taxes done.
It is. It's our flagship initiative. We have a focus on education, income, and health, and of course, tax services and financial education falls under income. And while Rappahannock United Way does take the lead with this, it is a collaborative effort. So we have many partners that help make this tax program and the financial education happen. We partner with the Rappahannock Goodwill Industries. They use their AmeriCorps members to help deliver program services, and they host free taxes at some of their job help centers also. And we partner with the local library system and several other nonprofits in the community that bring manpower to this, bring resources. So it really is a team effort to bring this to the community.
And for as many people, Sarah, that are helped by this, you really need to. It's something you can't do alone.
We do. Last year, we served over 2,000 households through the tax season. That's a lot of people coming through in just a couple of months period. And a lot of them have complicated lives. They maybe have more than one job. Maybe they've changed job as well during the year. They have children. Maybe they've gone through a divorce. Maybe they have problems with their health insurance, all kinds of things. We all have very complicated lives. And when you have to try and get all that into some IRS forms, that can be overwhelming and can be very frightening for some people if they worrying about, do they owe money? If they get a refund, is it, you know, the real amount? There's a lot of concerns around that. So it takes a big team of nonprofit agencies, businesses. We partner with some banks and credit unions also, and a whole army of volunteers that help deliver this.
Well, that really makes this just so community-based. And we're going to get into all the as we go along this morning, we'll talk about some of the eligibility requirements and all of that. But just overall, this really is something that's really grown. I remember some of the first. I think it was one of the first years you did this, talking with people involved. And at first, I don't know that you really did know that it was going to become
big
thing it is.
And we even asked ourselves, you know, why is United Way filing taxes for people? You know, what's that all about?
And I remember doing a show and thinking that this is something different.
Yeah. And in the old days, I mean, that's going back 11 years now. We had IRS local offices in the Fredericksburg area. They had employees that could help people file their taxes. Over the years, you know, we don't have those walk-in offices anymore that people can just go in. And things have got more complicated. We have tax credits. We have our health insurance has to now go through our tax filing system. So things are, you know, more complicated, and people are intimidated by that. And some of the tax credits that are available to working families are some of the biggest anti-poverty initiatives in the country right now. And that's why we see a connection for United Way, because we want to see people financially stable and independent. And filing taxes is a positive practice that people should do. And accessing all of those credits and saving money is part of that. So we're very keen to promote those to individuals and families.
You were the one who introduced to me anyway, and I think to the community, and talked about the earned income tax credit.
Right.
That was a foreign thing to me, and you came in and explained it. And as you explained it, it's something that can really make a difference.
It is. And a lot of people don't even know they're eligible for it still. So we're happy to connect people with their tax credits, whether it's child tax credits, education credits, or the earned income tax credit. The vast majority of people we serve are working. They have jobs. So providing these services is not a handout. It's really just helping connect people, sharing information, providing software, providing experts that can help guide people and navigate them through the system. It really, you know, it's just a great service that we help a lot of very hardworking people with.
A few years ago, I was over at your offices on a Saturday when there was tax preparation help going on. I couldn't believe the number of people there and just how busy. I mean, it's a big operation, and
it really is. Yeah,
and for the person who thinks I'll be overwhelmed, it's a great setup because you have people all along the way who guide people through.
That's right. We have several staff members on our tax team. So they really are the experts in tax filing and returns and the tax credits. They're also experts in financial coaching. So if you have questions about your credit report, your credit score, if you're looking to build savings, we can help you with that. If you don't have a bank account, we can help connect you with free checking and savings accounts in our community. We can help you if you have bad debts, figure out steps on how to repair that and pay those down. So, you know, whatever questions, concerns you have, stop by. All the services are free. There's no catch there. There's no bait and switch. Mm-hmm. Come down, everything's free. And, you know, we're just there to help and offer information and guidance.
This, and you mentioned a few minutes ago how Rappahannock United Way, your goals are to help people with education, income, and health.
Right.
And this just falls right into what you do.
It does. And while it falls under our income focus area, it does touch education and health mm-hmm. too. A lot of people we see through the tax sites have gone back to school as adults. Maybe they left high school and didn't go on to further education, or they didn't even graduate from high school. So we have a lot of adults who are working jobs and have gone back to school either for GED or for degrees, associate's degrees. And so we're helping them get through that. You know, what education credits are they eligible for? You know, what deductibles do they have for education costs for themselves, for their grown-up children? And we want to make sure they're successful. We can help make referrals, provide resources if people are looking to go back to school or looking for professional credentials that would help them have more earning capacity in a job or switch into a new field. We partner with Goodwill. They have job help centers. Mm-hmm. So we can help connect people with all of that around education. And of course, health. Everybody's worried about healthcare these days and the Affordable Care Act. Times are changing and that whole area is constantly changing. And so people get very anxious about, be fined? Will there be a fee that they have to pay? Do they have the right coverage? We partner with the Enroll Virginia people, and they are at our busiest site, so they can provide affordable healthcare information, and they are experts, and they make a very complicated system very easy to understand, and they're there to help people with that.
RappahannockUnitedWay.org is the website. Is there a website also just for the tax?
There is, yeah. If you go to ruwfreetaxes.org, you'll find all the information. We have an interactive map where you can see all of our different locations around the planning district. We're in the city, Fredericksburg, and then all the surrounding counties of Spotsylvania, Stafford, King George, and Caroline. You can see the opening times. You can see the addresses, get directions. We have a full list of all the documents you need to bring with you to make sure we can file your return. We have a phone number also. If anybody wants to call and speak to somebody during office hours, it's 540-373-0041. And we have a bilingual receptionist who will answer the phone as soon as you call. No automated system. So you call, you get to speak to a live human being, and she will be able to answer your questions and help connect you. And if she doesn't know the answer, she'll get somebody from the tax team to help you.
RUWFreeTaxes.org, or you can call 373-0041. We're talking about the free tax service provided with Rappahannock United Way and all of their helpers this morning. Sarah Walsh here, more in Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome
back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Sarah Walsh here from Rappahannock United Way. We're talking about their tax program. One of the things, I guess, especially in the early years, Sarah, I guess you guys had to sort of sell people on the fact that this is something that they want to do. And over time, I guess some people still, if you don't know about it, mm-hmm. you're going to, I guess, one of the things you probably run into is people saying, I didn't make that much. It's not even worth it, but mm-hmm. it's worth it.
It is. In the early days, there was a lot of, nervousness, reluctance to trust, a free service. You know, what do you mean it's free? And, some companies advertise free, but, if you go vaguely off the free, track of a very simple return, then all of a sudden there might be fees mm-hmm. attached. We handle some very complicated returns, and we have individuals, couples who maybe have not filed for 3 years or longer, and we can do, prior year returns also. And sometimes it takes a couple of hours to work through that. And our volunteers, some of them are certified by the IRS. Well, all of them are certified by the IRS, but some of them have an advanced certification. So they can handle some really complicated tax returns, and sometimes it might mean we have to go away and ask some questions with the IRS contacts we have and come back to a return. But we have a great success rate, and it's all free. There's no catch. We do have eligibility criteria. You have to earn $64,000 or less for your household. That's for us to file your tax return. But our financial coaching is for anybody. We see a lot of people, they have six-figure income and they're still in debt. They're still not managing to pay their bills. Anybody with any income level can have money problems. Sometimes people just don't have good money habits, and we want to help people have those habits to be self-sufficient, to be stable, to have a safety net, some savings. So for those rainy day things that happen, like an unexpected car bill or medical bill, or if you get less hours at work, anything like that. So if you just have questions, maybe you're just not sure whether you are prepared, whether you do, are making good financial decisions, anybody can come in and sign up, or you can call and make an appointment to see one of our coaches. No strings attached. We're not trying to push any particular products, but we do encourage people to come in, and we can look through your finances to whatever level you're comfortable with, and we can offer advice. We can connect you with resources.
I know on the tax side, people get a lot of training to be able to do that.
They do. Our volunteers all have to be IRS certified, and they go through a couple of full days of training, and then on site we have the tax team that are there to supervise them, to provide quality reviews, to make sure everything is going as it should. And many of our volunteers come back year after year, so they really are experts. Mm-hmm. Some of them have been with us since the beginning, and they're just so hardworking and so dedicated, and just they're a pleasure, and we're just so happy to have them on the team.
The way it all works is you're greeted by, when you get there, you're greeted by someone who makes sure that you have brought what you need,
right.
So you don't wait however long you have to wait, and then you get there and all of a sudden, well, you don't have this, this, and this.
Right.
You're going to have to go get it. And then, so it really is, it's utilizing the coaches and the helpers' time and your time.
Yeah, over the years, I think we've managed to develop a pretty smooth system. just because it's free doesn't mean we don't want it to be a high standard of service. Mm-hmm. Customer service is really important to us, and we want everybody to have a positive experience. And so for right from the very beginning, even if you just call up or email us, we want you to be prepared to have all the right documents. If you're filing jointly, you need your spouse with you. And we want to make sure that when you show up, you have all of that. So as soon as you walk through the door, one of our greeters will make sure you're in the right place at the right time, that you have the right paperwork, that you're eligible, and they'll go through a whole intake with you. Because sometimes our really busy sites maybe have an hour or two wait. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And we don't want people to have to sit there and wait just to find out they forgot one piece of paper that you know, we need. So we try to do all that right at the beginning when you walk through the door.
One of the things, I guess, always make sure you bring along your some kind of ID.
Yes, we need some kind of government-issued photo ID, so a driver's license or a student card is perfect. One thing people always get tripped up on is bringing your social security cards. Mm-hmm. It's not very often you need your social security card. Most people have memorized their number or have it written on a little piece of paper in their wallet. And, I mean, we're really told not to carry our social security cards. People put them in a file, safe. And, you know, you maybe get it out once in a while, but we do have to see those. That is an IRS requirement. That's not our rule. We have to have it. If, you know, we can't file a return without seeing it. Mm-hmm. So often people end up running home to go get it, or they bring it back another day and then we have to delay filing the return. So always bring your social security card for you and anybody that you're claiming on your return. So if you've got any dependents, children, a spouse, you have to have their social security cards, not just their number.
So those are the two biggie things that you're going to have.
Those are the ones we just have no wiggle room with. Obviously, if you've got earned income, we'll need your W-2s, anything that you got from your employer. If you have a bank account, we'll need any of the papers that they've sent you that show any interest earned. Often people show up without that, or they bring a bank statement by mistake instead of the tax statement that they're sent. So, you know, just bring as much paperwork as you can and we'll help you sort through it. Any income that you have, we will need verification for that. Now, if you don't have those, there is an alternate option. When you come to our tax sites, you can wait to see a volunteer and they'll provide the full tax service. But if you have computer skills and you're comfortable using a computer, we have workstations set up that people can come in. Mm-hmm. They can file their own tax return.
Oh.
And if you don't have your social security card, then if you file your own, that's just like doing it from home. You don't have to show your card or submit that when you file yourself. So if you don't have certain documents or you're just comfortable in general filing and don't want to wait, come in, let the greeter know, I'd like to file my own return. I don't want to wait. Then we'll put you, we'll find a workstation for you. We have volunteer coaches there that if you have a question, you're not sure what, you know, a certain box needs a number going in or, you know, how to navigate between the pages, the coaches will help you. But you just don't have that person sitting next to you the whole time. But that's definitely an option if you want to jump the line or if you don't have a certain piece of paper or document. That's definitely a workaround for people.
Okay. I know that the hours and the days vary, but do you want to run through the list of where all of this is taking place?
And we deliberately try to vary it because, as I said, most of the people we serve are working. And so we appreciate, you know, they're busy, they have childcare arrangements and jobs and all kinds of things, busy lives. So we are open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, every week, all the way through till the end of tax season, which this year is April 18th, I believe.
Yes.
Our main site is at Rappahannock United Way. We're over by Shannon Airport, right next to the Wawa there. And we're open 4 days a week there. We're open Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. The weekdays, it's afternoons and evening times. And Saturday, it's all day, 9 till 5. We're also at England Run Library on Monday evenings, the Downtown Library on Caroline Street on Tuesday evenings, Porter Library on Wednesday evenings. And we're also at Rappahannock Goodwill Industries at their main headquarters Job Help Center every other Monday. and that's in the afternoons. We also have some special events going on in King George at the Rec Centre, Parks and Rec Centre, okay. And in Caroline County, we're at the YMCA. And just visit our website or call our number and we can, all the dates and times are on there and the locations and everything you need to know.
RUWFreeTaxes.org, or if you want to talk to somebody, 373-0041. We're talking about the free tax service with Rappahannock United Way. It is underway. Sarah Walsh here. More coming up on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's coming up on 8:29.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Sarah Walsh here with Rappahannock United Way as we talk about the text program that is going on. As we have talked about this, Sarah, and we've talked about the numbers and the needs, I had just assumed that it was you did the training in the fall and that was it. But if this is something that you're interested in, and I guess you don't even have to have a whole lot of knowledge to be able to do this, just a willingness to learn and to be trained, there still are opportunities between now. There's really a need,
yes,
for volunteers.
Yeah, the number one reason we have to turn people away from our tax sites is that we don't have enough volunteers. We have great volunteers, and we'll meet the needs in the community, but something we always need more of are volunteers. It's a volunteer-driven program. It's what makes this program so great are the volunteers. And so if anybody is interested in joining our volunteer team, we don't require any prior experience with taxes or accounting or anything financial-based. A lot of our volunteers don't have that. We've got retired school teachers. We have university students. We even have some high school students helping with greeting. We have stay-at-home moms. We have everybody you can think of. So anybody that's remotely interested in volunteering, please contact our office. You can go through our main website, the www.rappahannockunitedway.org, or you can call the office, 540-373-0041, and we'd love to have you join our team. We provide all the training. We help you through the certification. I've certified before as a basic tax preparer, so it can't be that hard. It's a lot more interesting than it sounds. It's really about helping people. It's not really about accounting. The information that we're asking for people it's about their lives. It's about their jobs. It's about their children. It's about their situation. It's very interesting work. And so I encourage people that if you have a passion for helping people, this is a great way to do it, and you'll be part of a really fun team.
Well, and I remember you telling me before that a lot of this, and the reason you don't have to have a lot of accounting knowledge or tax knowledge, because a lot of it is just knowing where things have to be plugged in, the way programs
are. It really
is.
Yeah, we do all of our returns e-filed, so they're using an online computer system, online tax filing software. So if anybody's filed their own return using like TurboTax, it's a very similar system. We partner with Intuit, so we do use TurboTax. We partner with H&R Block, and we use MyFreeTaxes, and we also use a system called TaxSlayer. They're all basically following the same principle. Mm-hmm. So if you have computer skills and you can follow through a screen and you can match a field on the screen to a number on a piece of paper, a W-2, and just follow through the screens, that's, you know, you're just following prompts. We can train you. You can have practice time. You would never be on your own. There's always the tax team there to help back you up if you get stuck or lost. And it's just really rewarding to be able to sit down with somebody and at the end of filing their return, know you've just saved them probably about $200 in a filing fee. And if they get a refund, you've helped them with that. Sometimes we have families walking out with $4,000 or $5,000 plus dollars in a refund. And that's a good feeling to know that you helped make that possible.
Oh, that's got to be just fantastic to be able to see, just because what that does to the family and the community. And that's a whole nother layer of this is what this tax program means, like you say, for a family to walk out with a refund and maybe a lot bigger than they ever imagine.
Right.
But then what that means to the community is huge.
Yeah, we had a lady come in a couple of years ago, and she had not filed her taxes for 3 years. And one of our volunteers from a partner agency, she was with the Head Start program in town, and she sat down and she spent a couple of hours with this lady because she had back taxes. And by the time she finished, she had about $15,000 in refunds coming her way. That's a huge amount of money for anybody.
That's a life-changing thing.
Right, and it was. And we were able to work with that lady. Not only was she going to have that lump sum of cash, but we have our coaches there to say, okay, what's your plan? Don't let this just burn a hole in your pocket and fritter it away. And we were actually able to pull her credit report. She thought that she had bad credit, so she'd never tried to buy a house her whole life. And this was a lady in her 50s. And she realized through our coaches that she had great credit and she would be eligible to get a mortgage. And so she was going to use that money as a down payment to buy her first home. Like you said, that's life-changing.
Yeah.
You know, by the time she left, everybody was in tears and hugging each other. And, you know, it's just great to, you know, to help connect people, you know. And we have people that have filed and paid somebody to do their return and then come to see us, and we've checked it and audited it for them, and we found credits that they didn't get with a paid person. So, you know, we offer an A1 service, and if you want to be part of that and get that feel-good buzz of helping people, this is a great program to
If you've got time, and I know you've told me in the past that there are different levels. Sometimes someone will come in and say, even though you've said it's so basic, I'd rather not do that, then be a greeter.
Yeah, be a greeter. You still have to be certified, but it's a really quick online quiz, and we train you to pass that quiz. And it's really about customer service, so being friendly, being helpful, providing a welcoming environment. It's about complying with the IRS standards for civil rights. So, you know, that we are a wheelchair accessible environment, that we offer, you know, multilingual services. So really, you're just there to help make sure whatever people need, you connect them with the right member of staff or the right member of the tax team to serve that. And really just respecting people's confidentiality and privacy. So these are all basic things that we can train people to do. And really, we just need friendly, helpful people. That's what a greeter is. And people are often stressed, worried when they come in. And it's nice to have a happy, friendly person there who's pleased to see you and ready to help.
Rappahannock United Way, making numbers and taxes fun again.
There you go.
Because this really is so much more than just filing taxes. Because I would think in a lot of cases, maybe for a year or two, someone comes in and they need the help. But then after that, they can file their own. And who knows, maybe they teach somebody else in their family or someone else in their neighborhood.
Yeah, that happened last year. We had a young lady came in and she waited at the site and had a volunteer to provide full service tax services. And while you do that, you sit next to the tax volunteer and they go through the system and you participate in it. And she realized as they were doing that how easy it was. Mm-hmm. And it gave her the confidence. And she went away and came back the next week with her sister. And they sat down at a workstation and she helped her sister file on one of our workstations just using the software, because she went home and told her, it's easy.
How cool
is
that?
It's easy, yeah. And so she became like a coach for her sister. And one of the options we have, if you are confident like that with computers and you have a really simple return, maybe you just have a W-2 and that's it, you can log on to our website. And we have two different options to file using free software. Hmm. One is the Intuit Financial Freedom TurboTax Edition. And then we have My Free Taxes. And it's free, again, if you earn $64,000 or less per household. And you can sit at home in your pajamas with a glass of wine, with the music on, and just file, you know, your taxes yourself. And it's completely free.
Well, I guess one of the things that you just can't even calculate of what all of this means to the community. You know, you mentioned the 50-year-old woman that was able to buy a house, or the family that walks out. They're going to go and they're going to spend some of that money, likely around here, and there's just a big ripple effect.
It is, and we are able to see through the system that we helped individuals just in our community in the Fredericksburg area and surrounding counties connect people with over $2 million worth of refunds and tax credits. Mm. So that's $2 million that most likely will be spent right here in our community, yeah, boosting our economy. That's $2 million. $2 million that we were able to, yeah, put back into our economy, put back in people's pockets. That means those people often are elevated out of poverty. They're able to pay their bills, pay their insurance, put food on the table, hopefully save. Every year we encourage people, if they can, to save some or all of their refund. And last year, almost 100 people did. And it was over $90,000 that they were able to put into savings during tax time at our tax sites, which is just great. That's their rainy day funds.
Yeah. Has the IRS, Sarah Walsh with Rappahannock United Way here this morning. Sarah, has the IRS said anything about how long refunds, when people can start expecting,
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they have. Most years, the refund you get, regardless of whether it's tax credits or just your regular refund, all comes together, and it can take around a week. It's the same timeline. The IRS doesn't care whether it's through our program, through H&R, yeah, Block, through a paid preparer, whether you did it individually and filed. It all takes around the same amount of time. This year is slightly different. And if you are claiming tax credits, so like the earned income tax credit, there is a delay on that. So no one will be receiving their tax credits before February 15th this year. And so on our marketing materials, on our website, we've been promoting that so that people are not disappointed, that they have a realistic timeline. That's the same timeline whether you come to us, whether you pay somebody, or whether you file yourself, mm-hmm, at home. That's the same timeline. We've noticed a lot of for-fee filing companies are promising interest-free advances and loans on those. And, you know, people are free to choose those if they, you know, are desperate to get that money in their pocket faster. But we do caution people that there are often some kind of catch to that.
Yeah.
There'll be a fee,
yep,
associated with that. You know, so we do caution people that if you're just patient a couple of weeks, you can have all of that. If you come to us, 100% of it goes into your pocket. We don't take, yeah, any percent or any fee from anyone.
When you say free,
it really is free.
It's free. And you've mentioned a couple of things that are really worth highlighting again. It's free with no strings attached. And this is really good service you're getting. It's not as
excellent
though.
Excellent service.
Well, it's free, but you might want to double check it. It's,
yeah,
none of that.
We actually have had a lot of people volunteer for our program over the years who have experience being working for private, you know, companies, filing taxes over the years. We have some CPAs, chartered accountants, and they've pointed out, and we were already aware of this, that the requirements from the IRS for a volunteer program like ours are, mm-hmm, much higher than for somebody doing it for money.
Huh.
Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, the standards are still high. Don't,
yeah,
get me wrong. They're still very high. We have a lot of great for-fee preparers in our community, but they're just as high and often higher for our volunteer program. So you're not getting, you know, we all say, you know, well, you get what you pay for. Not in our case. This is a very high standard program. We hold to very high standards by the IRS. We have to report any errors that we make, and we have to keep those at a ridiculously low level, and we do. Every year we have a gold standard program, and if we do make a mistake, we'll fix it. And it's still free.
Yeah.
We'll fix it all year round. Although this is tax season and it's our busy time, we do have tax team members that are in the office all year. And if you have tax questions, if you've lost your return, if you have just realized you need to file and you didn't think you did, call our office and we can make an appointment. We don't have the walk-in clinics all year, but you can make an appointment and somebody from our team will help you.
And I would think, don't wait. If you've got all your stuff mm-hmm. in, even if you're and if you're you're holding off because you think, well, I might have to pay, just go and get it in. File
Definitely
it.
File as soon as you can. We're always busy, and I encourage people. If a lot of you are very busy and you have jobs and children, and you may be worrying about spending a couple of hours at a tax site waiting, if you call our office first, we can usually tell you, yeah, it's slammed busy. I wouldn't come in tonight. The chances are you may not get seen. We can give you tips okay. on where's busy, where's not, especially our off-site locations sometimes can be quieter, or just maybe it's a quiet day. We don't know why mm-hmm. it just is. And if you call first, we can find out for you, yeah, now's a really good time to go, or no, I wouldn't go. It's you know, crazy busy and there's a line.
Yeah.
So if you are all short on time and concerned, give us a call and we'll try and help you out. And we will, in fact, also take some appointments on Thursdays at United Way. So if you are in a situation where you're short on time and an appointment would be the best option, you can give us a call and we can work with you to schedule an appointment on a Thursday.
Sarah Walsh here with Rappahannock United Way. We're talking about the free tax program, ruwfreetaxes.org or 373-0041. We'll wrap this up when we come back. We'll again tell you about how you can become a volunteer and get involved in this. And again, who is eligible for the free tax program going on with Rappahannock United Way through the end of tax season. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Sarah Walsh here with Rappahannock United Way. We're talking about the free tax program. The website for all the good work that Rappahannock United Way does is rappahannockunitedway.org. For the tax program, you can go to ruwfreetaxes.org. And one of the things we have talked about, Sarah, is it's not too late. If this is something you think, I've got some time on my hands, I can volunteer in any number of ways, you can still do it.
That's absolutely right. We always need volunteers, whether it's greeters or preparers or coaches. We also need financial coaches. And again, you don't have to have a financial background. We really are focusing on very basics for most people, opening a bank account, opening a savings account. We have a list of free checking and savings account providers in our community. So you're really just helping connect people, mm-hmm. maybe helping them with the online application. We pull credit reports and scores for people. We can train you on how to read them, on top tips on how to fix bad credit. So it's very simple things. We're not trying to help people with investment portfolios or anything complex. Most people just need some tips and guidance on very basic financial best practices. And we offer all the training for that. We use an approved curriculum and we have great partners with some of the banks and credit unions in our community. So if you're all interested in volunteering, just go to our website, rappahannockunitedway.org, or call our office and we'll be happy to connect you with a great variety of different opportunities.
373-0041.
That's right.
The spots where the taxes are, the tax services offered, or your office is over by Shannon Airport,
yep.
Tidewater Trail there, or a number of the libraries, or even Goodwill.
Right. And so wherever you live in the community, we should have a tax site pretty close to you. And a lot of our volunteers have full-time jobs. And so that works really well with volunteering in the evening or on a Saturday.
$64,000 or less is what you have to become. That's the threshold to be eligible.
Right. Yep. $64,000 for a household income.
And don't think that you make too little or you just,
right.
for whatever reason, come and see. And you may
right.
find out that even though you may not make a lot, you do have to, don't get into the situation of, I'm just not even going to bother filing.
Right.
They don't care about me. they do care about you.
Right, and our volunteers and our tax team will be able to give you, connect you with the right information to make that decision, so it's an informed decision about whether you should or should not file.
Well, and we've talked this morning, Sarah, just about how this is just so much more than taxes.
Yeah, it really is.
And how people's lives are changed, the community is changed, and if nothing else, perhaps you come in and you learn a skill about how to fill out taxes, and you're not just so burdened by how am I ever going to do this, and that might be with other people too. If you may feel like, well, I don't have a computer, or I just don't have the knowledge. That's what your volunteers and coaches are for.
It is. Last year, I was greeting at a site, and a lady showed me her bank statement to look at to see if it was her interest statement. And while I was looking through it with her, we noticed she was paying about $200 a year in bank fees. And so I was able to say, you know, highlight that and say, did she know? And she said she didn't. She said she doesn't open her bank statements. She just pays her salary in and takes it out every month and didn't realize she was being charged these fees. And so I was able to give her a list of free checking accounts with no fees that she could switch to and save herself $200 a year right out the gate.
Wow, isn't that something?
And, you know, you just don't know what you're going to find.
Right.
People, $200 is a lot of money to many people.
Now, just a few stories you've told this morning, this is big-time stuff here.
It really is.
It's just, again, it's more than just numbers. One of the things, good reminder that when you're going to come to a site, you need to bring ID and bring your social security card.
Yeah, we definitely need that photo ID, and we need your social security card. And remember, those are for everybody that you're filing with. It's not just for yourself. If you are filing jointly, your spouse needs to be there to sign off on that also. Mm-hmm. Any income forms like a W-2 or a 1099, if you have health insurance, you'll need to bring your 1095. That's a new form since last year. And if you filed last year your federal or state tax return, bring a copy of those with you. That'll help a lot.
Well, you said this is the 11th year now?
I think it's our 11th year. Yeah.
So I think you've been coming in for 11 years talking about this. We've both aged through it all.
I was going to say, we really are old friends, aren't we?
We are. But the thing is, through the years, just so many people have been helped with this.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
It really is more than just, well, it's the end of the year and we've got to file taxes. Mm-hmm. It's a great program. Again, $64,000 or less, that is the threshold for all of this. RUWfreetaxes.org will give you information. Or if you want to just talk to somebody, call Rep Hennick United Way at 373-0041. 2,000 households impacted last year. That's a pretty impressive number.
And we're going to top that this year.
Sarah Walsh, the Vice President of Community Impact. Sarah, thank you so much.
We'll
talk to you soon before tax season gets over with. Thanks
for
coming.
Thank you.
That's it for Town Talk. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.